The Steelers are getting ready to play the Texans, but the biggest story in football is still this John Harbaugh situation. The Steelers got John Harbaugh fired, and now we're learning about why it happened. It seems very obvious that Lamar Jackson had a lot to do with this. Either Lamar Jackson was sick of playing for John Harbaugh, or the owner looked at the production of Lamar Jackson this past season and said, something ain't right here. We need to get a new voice to get more out of this guy. So any way you cut it, this has a lot to do with Jackson. What I find to be, from our perspective, the most interesting talking point from what happened late in yesterday's show is the reaction of Steelers fans to this. As far as, look, there were a bunch of different ways people could take this news. There could be the joy of watching your rival fire its coach and getting some kind of pleasure or perverse pleasure out of it. Like, we did this to them. This is great. When the Steelers win, not only are we going to the playoffs, but we're also getting able to watch like another franchise kind of burn or blow up, however you want to put it. I think there's some personal animus among Steelers fans towards John Harbaugh. They don't like the cut of his jib. They think he's kind of an arrogant, smug guy. I would co-sign that. Kind of a punchable face, I would say. Not a very likable guy. So you see him get fired, and maybe you get a kick out of that. But more than anything else, the most interesting thing is the sheer number of Steelers fans who are jealous of the Ravens here. We ran a poll question at the end of yesterday's show. Are you jealous of the Ravens? Almost 50% said yes. Like, hey, I'd trade places with them right now.
I mean, we are the show that both of us said before the first Ravens game in the regular season, we would rather see them lose out because we wanted to see the coach get fired. That pretty much informs it in one neat and tidy little box.
But that was also said when the team was reeling and looked like it was pressed up against the dead end and looked like it was going nowhere. For people to say that a couple days after an unbelievably fun, dramatic game with the playoffs a few days away, that's just a very sober, analytical take, I think, to have on John Harbaugh's firing. Like, man, good for them. They're actually turning the page. They're admitting that playoff disappointments aren't good enough. They're going to try something different. Yeah, I might agree with that, but I don't feel that way right now with a game 5 days away.
Oh, I think you're just underestimating the depth of how angry Steelers fans have been at Tomlin, at Rooney, and at this franchise for years.
Do you feel that way?
No, I'd like to think that I'm looking at this in the moment and saying they are playing a playoff game. It would be unreasonable of me, regardless of whether I think they can win at most one game, to just turn my brain to, man, I wish this team wasn't in the playoffs, and I wish they had fired Mike Tomlin. That would be better. Also, because I don't think the Steelers would have fired Mike Tomlin. There are a bunch of people acting like if that kick goes through, Tomlin might be out of a job right now.
Well, that I think graphic went on social media of Harbaugh fired, Tomlin fired, Harbaugh fired. And I said, this is so unbelievably inaccurate because he's not fired if that kick gets made.
That's what I mean. But like, no, I'm concerned with the game at hand on Monday night. And I am excited about it because it's a home playoff game in front of fans. And I think they have more than a puncher's chance to actually win it. But if I just go by social media here, Pony, many people that I know and follow are upset that they won. I have seen the phrase, thanks a lot, Tyler Loop. You just guaranteed 3 to 5 more years minimum of Mike Tomlin. Great job, buddy. There are Steelers fans absolutely as angry with Tyler Loop as there are Ravens fans. Or as angry as some Ravens fans are.
But if I told you, I know we both agree that he wasn't getting fired if that kick was made. But if I brought a football genie to you as Loop was lining up and said, hey, I just want to let you know, if he makes this, Tomlin's gone, what would you have rooted for? I'm still rooting for him to miss it, and I say that as one of Tomlin's biggest detractors.
I think probably miss it because I have to answer it this way. I think I'm rooting for miss it because as much as I have said, I just want to see something different time and again in this whole run, in this like entire stretch of years where it has become really stale, there is hardly a guarantee that Art Rooney II would get it right. In fact, I don't even think it's 50-50 that he would get it right.
I know, but that sounds a lot to me like, well, if you fire Mike, who are you going to hire? You know,
No, that's very different. That's very different. Who are you going to hire suggests that there isn't a better candidate than Mike out there. I am saying is I don't trust the owner to actually cast a wide net and be interesting enough mentally.
I agree with you.
Do
I don't think those takes are the same things. But it's just like when people say, you know, that's apples and oranges. Well, they're still fruit. You know, they're still in the same kind of big family. Saying that, you know, I don't trust Art to get someone in here who's good at that job, to me is not totally different from the Tomlin defenders who say, well, who are you going to hire who's better? It's still projecting the next guy probably being worse than Mike just for different reasons, Chris.
Yeah, I know, but like in the Tomlin defender crowd, it's because they think Mike really is still elite upper crust coach. In my telling of this, it's that I think the owner would do a very bad job of replacing him.